go out to LA. Coming from the city where no penny is shell. Somebody need to do a song for LA.
Hello, my name is Elaine, and I'll be your tour guide through South Central Los Angeles.
Look, count my dough and smoke up. I'm from California. Where you from? So what? I'm from California. California. California.
This is Los Angeles.
Well, where are we going?
Westward, ho.
Mic check, mic check, mic check. Switch it up a little bit. Switch it up just a little bit. And I just had some ice cream too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Black on black, my whip and tint my window. Smoke my weed, this shit could be so simple. You know me, I'm still gonna run my wiggle. I've been by my dough since I was little. Ayy, I might blow a 100 just like Faggy.
Do we got a 100 though? I need to know if I got a 100. I think I do. I think I do. Let's go ahead and get King Germ. Jizzy Germ. I don't even think you can hear me. Germ Germ. Oh, all no right, wonder, man. No wonder. My mic was on. I'm over here talking. My mic is on mute.
Yeah, I was just like, unmute yourself, baby.
We ready to rock?
Yeah, man. So just I got the idea down. So, you know, let's knock it out.
All right, so the overall idea is you like that. So we know we hear those stereotypes about our cities. You know, we often go back and forth about, you know, the colors that you can and cannot wear from out here versus Florida, man. Is it a real thing? Is it a myth? Right? And that's what we're here to do. We're here to debunk. Are we here to clarify? We here to justify. You know what I'm saying? We here to bring some truth and some knowledge to the area that we grew up in, that we just so happen to love so much. It's a part of our DNA. Shout out to KDOT, right? So how we going to start this off is, first of all, the introduction. First of all, this is one of the most, y'all heard me last week with Jay Boog, and Jay Boog is probably... Easily, easily top five, right? And if she's top five, well, let me tell you who's a part of that. As far as content and on multiple platforms, it's not too many podcasters in this street that could, first of all, have a successful podcast, entertaining podcast, consistent podcast, and then... keep that. I wouldn't even. No. That's a lie. It's not keeping the same energy. The energy go up when this man starts a live on IG. And let me tell you some of the most random. I'm talking about wherever Ben. What was my guy name back in the day with the TV show? Ben. Come on. What's his name? Huh?
Ben Stein.
Nah. It was a day show. It came on during the day, during the weekdays. It was a part of that lineup with the Ricky Lakes and the what was my boo name? Damn. Jenny Jones. That was my boo. That was my boo right there. That was mine.
Ricky Lake was my boo.
Yeah, because Ricky Lake was on the thicker side.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Jenny
she definitely had cankles.
Oh, she did. She did. Yes. She did. I can't think of my guy's name right now, but you know, if I think Jerry Springer stole some of the ideas from this man, to tell you the truth, and I mean it's authentic because there's no script to this. There's no script to the people that's a part of his life. Let me tell you, none of this shit is written down. None of it is written down. And it's never dull. It's so cliche to say some shit like it's never a dull moment in certain situations. No, literally, if you show up on his live, you will be thoroughly entertained. I don't understand how Tubi is not sending this man a check.
Oh, man.
I'm talking about monthly. And even then, he got some content that's been shared on there that should go straight to Netflix. Okay? We talk about the podcast. Podden saved his marriage. The most... You want to talk about Scottie Pippen and Michael Jordan. Kobe, number 8. Across, to me, the show is a 10. To him, it's always a number 8. But that 8 kind of resembles a 10, okay? Does he show with his wife? And when I tell you, this man has perfected marriage pettiness at his finest, right? The segments that he has a part of his show is so. I'm trying to find the words for this. It's dope to where you want to be a part of it, okay? You want to be a part. Now, he has given me an invite, and I still haven't showed up to the show, okay? I'm hoping in the near future I will be a part of the show. Not only that, I am not that high to remember that we actually recorded this show, and I do not know where that show is at. But nonetheless, I want y'all to back up because these fireworks is about to go off. Get out the way because this is one of the. This is probably top 3 heavyweight podcasters in the universe. Okay, none other than Mr. King Jern. Welcome to the show.
First off, man, Baylor, thank you for having me on your platform. I appreciate it. And for the people that don't know, it's your boy King Jerm, a.k.a. the People's Champion, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucker in podcasting today, a.k.a. the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the King of the Lames, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. Hacksaw Jim Thuggin, a.k.a. Jerm Cena, a.k.a. Pod Strickland, a.k.a. Fat Sajak, a.k.a. the Brooks Bandit, a.k.a. Mr. Sensible Shoes, a.k.a. Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, a.k.a. Smoking Jerm Frazier, a.k.a. the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be, a.k.a. Bread DiBiase, a.k.a. Rowdy Potty Piper, a.k.a. you can't fit this hustle inside of a rapper, a.k.a. the Duke of Dignity, a.k.a. Pod Sham God, and my last a.k.a. Ravishing Rick Rude.
Oh,
now
man.
Cut the music.
And cut the goddamn music. He said, you better cut it. You better cut it.
Yeah, man. Thank you, Baylor, for that damn intro, man. I was like, who is this guy he's talking about? I know he ain't talking about me.
Man, if you don't know who, hey, my nigga, if you don't know who King Jerm is and if you ain't never been a part of his life, I promise you haven't lived your life. I promise you, you haven't lived your life, man.
It's just like, you know, people from all over, let's come together, have fun, man.
And it's natural, like, you know, though. It's natural. Yes.
Like, it's not forced. People think it's a show, and I'm like, no, this is not a podcast. Nah. This is just us up here kicking the bullshit.
Yeah. Real talk, it's like the people that's normally involved, and when I say normally involved, that means sometimes from time to time, he'll have some people on there we don't know. You know what I mean? They just want to be a part of the live. But as far as the original cast, you know, you got the Dolomites, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Top 5?
Yeah, Dolomite, definitely.
Top 5 richest podcasters in the world?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Okay, I mean, you got the 12 Cal. Now, I ain't gonna lie to you, I haven't seen 12 Cal or a part of the live. He stay in the comments, though.
Now, hold on, 12 Cal has been on one. He's been a part of one. He was drunk off the wine one night. He drank a whole bottle of wine. And he was on live with us one night late. I was just like,
hey, he don't normally drink.
He don't normally drink.
Yeah.
He said he woke up downstairs or something on the floor or something like that. He's he don't know what happened that night.
That's
man.
A good floor to wake up on, though.
Yeah, exactly. That's alpaca.
Yeah, and it's heated.
Yes.
What kind of nigga got? Hey, what kind of nigga got a heated living room floor?
Hey, man, 12 Cal.
Well, 12 Cal.
The and room adjusts to his. the room adjusted his body temperature when he walks in. He got that Bill Gates thermostat.
That's wild. And he always donating some shit.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Who else we got? We got Smash. Let's just cut him a check.
Okay, Smash. Funny thing about Smash. Smash is the only one that I let allow to lie because it's entertaining. His stories be so far-fetched, but he swerving down their truth. So yeah. That's the hilarious part about it. Like, because anybody I know that's having sex with girls in wheelchairs, legless ladies, cousins, wild story, wild boy.
Yeah, he's kind of like the, if I had to compare him to somebody, it would probably be Cat Williams. We don't know if it's the truth or not. And we know when he's lying. So it's like, but it's entertaining, though.
Yes, you know what I'm saying?
It's always entertaining, man. And of course, who else we got out there? Who else is a regular?
Sometimes, like, we just got Dr. Brazel just popped up, man. Sometimes he come through the lives. He brings through, some of his abrasiveness.
Tony is a killer. He's a killer.
Yes, he is. Yes.
Yeah, for sure. And he's a nice guy, though. And that's the ones you got to watch out for. That's the ones you got to watch him for.
I always heard of a motto. They said, don't pay attention to dude that's playing crazy. Pay attention to dude that's playing sane.
Exactly. And why you got so much ice in your house? That tells me a lot about you. You know what I mean? What you trying to preserve over there? Yeah, it's going down. Now, before we get to the show, though, we gotta talk about something that happened on his live today. It kind of disturbed me a little bit, you know.
It was, okay.
Predominantly black folks is a part of this festivities. You know what I'm saying? And the thing that caught my attention is that this war between grits lovers. You know what I mean? You know, I'm on the side of the butter and the sugar, as well as King Jerm is, and then we have the. Those other people, you know what I mean? But that's not what I'm here to talk about. I'm not here to talk about the beef between the two. I'm here to talk about the hypocrisy with the other side. Apparently, these niggas don't put sugar on grits, but they put sugar on everything else. Everything. I mean, we heard everything. And I've never, King Jerm, have you ever had a camel sandwich?
No, I hope I've never eaten a camel sandwich before. I don't know. I don't aspire to eat a camel sandwich.
Do you know somebody? Do you know anybody in this world that has had or has tasted a camel sandwich?
Today, I found out today that someone had ordered a camel sandwich, and then this person ate a piece of this camel sandwich, and I'm just like, curiosity would have never gotten the best of me that I want a piece of a camel sandwich. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and that's the worst part. Like, the worst part, I'm not even blaming the person who bought it. I'm blaming the person who said, let me taste that. Because yes. that's a different level of horniness right there. For you to know that your homie did that, and you said, well, let me try it.
You know, like, my homegirl one time, she worked at Pie Works. And, they had all this, crazy, like, rattlesnake, ostrich, you know what I'm saying? So she put it on a pizza. You know, I tried it. I was like, fuck it. Put it on a pizza. I tried, you know what I'm saying? I'm not, you know, and it was different, but I'm not going out to seek the domesticated meat. I can't do it, bro.
Yeah, we're not running it back. We're not running it back.
No.
We're not running it back. But apparently, you know, sugar, they've been putting sugar in their spaghetti.
So what you're saying, Jern, is when you went out of town and they got the fried rat on the street corner, you're not picking that up?
The fried on the what, on the corner?
The fried rat.
Oh, no. I'm not doing the street meats, bro. I pass on the street meats.
Just making sure.
The street meats, that's crazy. Because them bacon wrapped dogs after a Laker game, they kind of different, man. It's kind of different.
I mean, if it's a reputable place, yes. But I mean, you got to, it's a gamble because, you never know. That's all I'm saying.
I get it.
You see Bob's Burgers when he was getting the horse meat. Cutting costs.
Listen, back in my 20s, man, I used to be in Birmingham for my little military thing. Hey, it had.
Oh, they cut you out. They said enough of that. Whatever slander you was about to give them, they shut that down. They shut that down. But Tony, what we here today for is King German. King German myself is here to talk about some stereotypes and some myths and et cetera about our regional backgrounds, right? So, for example, you know what we need to know over here in Cali is, yo, over there in Florida, y'all really just be walking down the street and passing up gators like that? They really be on the sidewalk like that?
It's a rule in Florida. If you see a body of water, assume there's an alligator in it. You know what I'm saying? Just even if it's a puddle on the street, just you better act like it's an alligator in that motherfucker.
And y'all, clearly y'all okay with that.
I mean, yeah, just if you proceed with caution, they live here. It's just something you have to deal with.
Who do you think got the best cocaine, California or Florida?
Definitely Florida. We're closer to Columbia.
I agree. I threw that off the backboard to you. I know y'all got Scarface over there.
Yeah. We close to Dominican Republic. Like we took close to too many places that produce it. So yes, our cocaine is way better.
It's not that though, Germ.
It's much pure.
It's not that as much as more than likely it came straight off the plane or however it got there. Versus if it's in Cali, it probably came through Mexico.
And they probably stepped on it.
Yeah, it stepped on. Nigga did the damn Gregory Hines on that motherfucker.
Definitely stepped on
Glover.
Not only that, man, how y'all getting y'all cars out there? Cause I've seen some of them wheels on some of them rides. What they call them, donks, right?
Oh, the donks, yes. Well, you get a donk technically is like a 72, 73, 74, 75 Caprice Classic.
Yeah.
With the, you know what I'm saying? That's what a donk is. But then now these niggas, everybody putting 30-inch rims on Malibus, on Hyundai Sonatas.
The game and change. Because out here, we had the Lamborghini doors. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
But this was early 2000s. And
oh, yes.
Again, you know, Lamborghini doors should stay on a Lamborghini. But they somehow made it to Camaros, Nissan, Altimas. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yep. Yo,
Tahoes.
It was an epidemic.
Yeah.
Yo, listen, no bullshit. So this guy works for my mom's pop, and he's paralyzed, so he got the motorized chair. Hey, he got an F-150. The whole fucking side of the truck opens up.
Damn.
See? So my thing is, where y'all? I mean, I don't like pocket watching niggas. But
ain't nothing wrong with pocket watching.
But my God, where y'all getting? And who is making these wheels like that? Yo. Let alone the rims though.
Mm-hmm.
The spokes. Do y'all do spokes out there, right?
Nah, we stopped spokes in like 2000. We started going blades. Everybody started chopping then.
Okay.
You know, you still got some old school niggas that's riding D's and stuff like that, but they definitely, like, when you see them, you like, oh, they know they're old head. They're like, oh, that's a old, definitely a old head. He riding damn D's.
Mm. Okay. All right. Now, look. I'm from, I claim the East Side. I'm from the East Side. Now, I'm gonna give you a little origin story. I was born in Centinella Hospital, which is in Inglewood, California, directly across the street from the Forum. That's where I was born at. Spent a couple of single-digit years on this side of town, and I mean basically on the west side for a little bit. Then, from seventh grade on up, I went to the east side. You know what I'm saying? I was in Compton for a shout out to Dolly. I used to stay across the street from Compton College. I used to go to Walton Middle School. And then after that, I went to Mary McLeod Bethune. You know what I'm saying? And that was from shout out to her. From seventh grade to eighth grade. And then from there, I went to Fremont, all east side for 4 years, right? So the east side, I'm not sure what you heard about the east side, but if that's one of your questions, we shall get to that later. But I want to know, how is it in is it Carroll City?
Carroll City is now called, what do they call it now? Miami Gardens. That's what it's called now. So when you hear Miami Gardens, that's what Carroll City used to be.
What is that, a filter? They put a filter on it?
Basically, that's when they just, you know, it's the same dope new package. But, they, you know, gentrification got it. They rebuilding it, you know, trying to spruce it up. So, yes. So Miami Gardens is Carroll City now.
Okay. All right. All right. So,
y'all... Just for transparency, uh-huh. I've only been living in Florida the past about 17 years. You know what I'm saying? So I was born North Carolina, lived there almost half my life, but I've been gone for more than half my life. So, you know, I moved between Florida, North Carolina, Georgia, and Florida. So I've lived in three states in the South. So I got three different versions of the Southern living.
That's good. You well-rounded. And you know, 12 Cal got the same story. You know what I'm saying? Like
ATL-ian now, man. Yeah, he been gone too long. The niggas in South Carolina said he can't come back home, bro. They said they don't want to hear that.
You love South Carolina, though. But here's a crazy fact, though. He technically from New Jersey.
Yes, Jersey can't claim him. He like Michael Jordan. You know, Michael Jordan left Brooklyn, and everybody think Michael Jordan from North Carolina, but he was really born in Brooklyn.
He really from
Brooklyn
New York.
Brooklyn Nike claim. Yeah, Brooklyn Nike claim Jordan, but a North Carolina person can claim him too. So just like with 12 Cal, like, you know, even with him being so successful, New Jersey claims him as one of their sons, but Atlanta is really like, he's ours.
Yeah. I get it. It's kind of like Usher. You know what I'm saying? Because, yes. You know, Usher. Atlanta gonna claim them, but I think Tennessee on the rights, right? From what I heard.
Like Nas was born in North Carolina, but you know, he said he's from Queensbridge.
Ooh, look, we're not gonna start no fight with that one, okay?
Just saying.
My East Coast folks, they very prideful when it comes to their top five. You know what I'm saying?
Just saying, Nas was born in North Carolina.
Now, did J. Cole let you down ultimately?
I mean, I'm on the fence with the J. Cole thing. I'm getting more information on why he didn't do it, but I still feel like you could have competed, if that's a word.
I'm not giving a nigga a pass. I'm sorry. I've been seeing the tweets. I've been hearing the podcast and et cetera. I'm not giving him a pass. Yes, was it a smart move ultimately? But no. You did bark into. Okay, and you did not have to quit. You could have just did the Homer Simpson and just stepped back into the bushes.
Yeah, you could have left it alone. You could did your song and said, you know, I'm not saying nothing else, and just fire back to let niggas know that you weren't scared. But then when you did what you did, it fed into this aura that Kendrick is unfuckwittable, and that's not the case. But now
that might be the case.
No, it's not. It's not, man. Because It's not the case.
Who y'all gonna get? The white boy from Detroit, man.
The white boy from Detroit get washed.
Yeah. Keep Eminem over there. Shout out though. He top 10.
No, he ain't.
He not.
No.
Let's not do that. Come on, Jeremy. We're not here to do that. Eminem is top 10, just like Larry Bird.
Larry Bird is top 10 though.
Yeah, Larry Bird might be top five.
And some people's top fives.
Well, not to Isaiah. Isaiah said he ain't top 10.
Dang.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to know, is the barbecue fire though? I heard North Carolina barbecue is fire.
North Carolina barbecue is some of the best.
How do you feel about Petey Pablo? Like, where is Petey Pablo?
Fuck Petey Pablo. I'm going to say that. And I say that respectfully. But fuck Petey Pablo. Yes, I'm going to tell you why. Because for a section of time, when you said, hey, where you from? North Carolina. The response would be, North Carolina. And that shit drove me fucking crazy. So, and then Petey Pablo was like a caricature I just didn't like Petey Pablo, so I'm sorry. Thankful for what he did. He opened up the door for North Carolina hip hop. You know what I'm saying? If you want to say that, you know what I'm saying? But nah, I'm not a Petey fan at all. I'm sorry.
What about Jodeci? Where they at?
I mean, Jodeci is they goaded and they you know, for that little run they had a nice little run.
New York definitely claimed them until like 2007 when the truth came out.
Wow, you think the truth came out? Wow, that's crazy.
No, I mean, look, some people to some people credit, they knew in the 90s. Myself, I didn't. And for a lot of people, it was shocking to find out. Because they did. Y'all wasn't dressing like that. Y'all wasn't dressing like Criss Cross, was y'all? Y'all didn't have the leather the leather overalls with the Aaliyah boots?
Baylor, not that you didn't know in the 90s, that you were a kid in it.
No. I'm depending on what part in the 90s. I was a teenager.
But if you had a magazine and read, then you knew.
You don't know all that shit.
We not reading that shit. We just looking at the pictures.
Yeah, all right. Oh, see, why were you reading the source and the vibes and the stuff like that? You didn't. Month to read this magazine.
No. I mean, don't get me wrong. We reading, especially the new artists that's coming up. We trying to find out who got the 5 mics or 4 mics or whatever the case may be. But mostly we flipping through that thing. You know, where's the poster at? I'm trying to get the Little Kim poster. Hello?
I had two of them, both of them autographed.
Listen, the majority of us on here were young teenagers, if not kids, when Dre slapped D. Barnes, you know. Like, we didn't know what the fuck that meant.
Right, and that's my point, because it's a regional thing. But when we first seen Jodeci, nothing about them said North Carolina.
Right.
No, of course, but they were in costumes.
Okay.
Speaking of North Carolina, I've never watched the movie The Wood because that horrible depiction of people from North Carolina. I'm from Winston-Salem. What? Like, Winston-Salem is like the Jacksonville of North Carolina.
And that's the college I was trying to think of earlier, because the homie Dobby went to Winston-Salem. He was supposed to go up there to play football. They got a football team over there?
Winston-Salem State?
Yeah, he's supposed to go play football because the year that he got...
Fighting Stephen A. Smith?
Huh?
The Fighting Stephen A. Smith?
Yeah. Stephen A got us by some years, but he definitely would have made the school alumni Hall of Fame over Stephen A.
I mean, all you had to do was score 2 points to outscore Stephen A.
So what is so I guess we can go back, just like I can go back and forth between the difference between the West Side and the East Side.
Can I ask you a question, Bailey?
Absolutely. That's what we waiting on. This is the third quarter now.
How many times have you surfed in your lifetime being from California? Because the mantra is all y'all do is surf. So have you surfed before in your life?
Who said we do is surf?
That's what we see on TV. California surfing. They had a whole game called California Games on Nintendo, and they were surfing on there.
Now, I'm not getting in that. Here's the thing. I'm not getting in that ocean water over there. Nah, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. I did it in Hawaii, and I did it in Jamaica. I'm not doing that at Venice Beach. I'm not doing that. No, we're not doing that.
Y'all just didn't leave school and go to the beach just to sit on the beach and talk to the girls about it?
No. Now, there are schools over there.
Who must say about a bell there, Jerm?
their schools say by the bell my shit. Their schools near they got a Venice High School that's like literally minutes away from the beach. Westchester is minutes away from a beach. But now I went to school on the east side. I mean, yeah, I could have caught the bus or got a ride, but we wouldn't really. In high school, we was going to the beach late at night when they were shutting it down, doing some inappropriate things, but. Outside of that, nah, it wouldn't even. I mean, outside of probably just hooping at Venice Beach, it wasn't like, we got to go to the beach. Nah, it was like a every now and then type of thing, and it's just there. You know how something is a part of your city that I might seem like I might find fascinating, but because y'all from the city and y'all see it every day, it's like, nah, it's whatever. That's exactly how we look at the beach.
That's kind of like how Black people in Memphis look at Graceland.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, No, I didn't do I didn't do no surfing. Mm, okay. But I get it though. You know, the Baywatch, hey, the Baywatch had us in the chokehold.
Yes.
We couldn't get around it. But nah, when I think of the beach, I don't think about playing in that water. Nah, not at all.
So you mentioned Florida Man earlier. I want to tell the people out there, yes, Florida Man is a real thing. And the reason why Florida Man exists is because you can get like beer like almost 24 hours here. So, and the weather is good. So homeless people tend to just be around. And then when homeless people just tend to be around mixed with alcohol and mental health, you have crazy stories like Naked Man chases down somebody in a wheelchair and crashes into an armored truck. And you know, it just be wild stories. So, yes. Florida Man is a real thing. I just want you people to know that.
Do you think cocaine played a huge factor in some of these cases?
Okay, you know how summertime, people get crazy in the summertime?
Indeed.
So if it's summertime most of the year, you get summertime crime most of the year. So I think that's what's to blame. Because if you tend to look at states with great weather like that, look at the crime statistics. Like,
well, why is there no such thing as a South California man?
Because we don't, we already said it at the top of the episode. The cocaine is different.
And we have an open records law, so you can just search. If you're looking for a crazy news story, you can just search the records, and then you'll find something every day for some stupid crime somebody got arrested for.
Tony, they brushing their teeth with that booger sugar over there. It's normal.
You know what? I believe you because Germ opened the day up. Like he been taking a bump.
Yeah. Because I mixed up two superheroes.
You came into the chat with a question about a movie that would have been, if anybody had seen the movie, would have been definitely a damn spoiler for them to answer. Like, well, shit, nigga, the movie hadn't even came out yet.
I didn't know if the movie came out. That's what I'm saying. I didn't know. I didn't know if it came out. So that's why I was confused, man. So
cocaine is a hell of a drug.
No, we don't do drugs, and we don't advocate drug use over here.
I get it. Well, let me debunk a lot of stuff. The hats, mm-hmm. The whole hat theory, right? Let me explain something. At least 90% of those hats definitely is gang related. Not too many football teams, you know what I'm saying? But most of them is baseball teams. I'm not about to go through them, but I would tell you the top three, and we'll totally do the opposite at future events. But there's three that you just need to stay away from. As a matter of fact, I'm not even going to share that on my show. Because I want to share it on his show. Y'all just receive it in a different way. But there's definitely three hats that I definitely stay away from. I have no reason to go to that particular hat. And that's that. You know what I'm saying? I was actually hat shopping yesterday, and I couldn't come across anything. I almost just got me another Dodger cap, but I wanted something like crazy.
Is that hat off limits, like the Dodger hat?
The Dodger hat is probably the safest hat you could wear.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But I mean, I identify the blue, the OG blue Dodger hat with the white stitching. I identify that with a certain Crip gang out here. At the same time, it's an unwritten rule. Like, yeah, I mean, depending on how you carry yourself and how you look, they might think that you from that hood. But it's also just the classic Dodger hat. You all kind of races and, you know, different type of people wear that hat, you know. They don't stop there. They wear different type of colors. They got the new versions, the upside down LA hat. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot of different variations and versions and stuff like that. But that's probably the most gang affiliated or gang attire hat of all time. But it's also the safest one at the same time. It's hard for me to explain it.
Damn. So my granddaddy would have got banged on because that was his team, the Dodgers.
Well, I mean, if you know who 12 Cal favorite baseball team is, don't wear that hat at all. You have no reason to wear. And first of all, it's so many reasons outside of game banging why you shouldn't wear that hat in L.A.
So, Doc, that means MJ can't wear his hat out there either.
Hey, listen. I had an old cat tell me a story about a time he went to Chicago with the old school Houston Astros. And he said he liked the loss of his life. He didn't realize he was in danger.
You don't wear Astros hat, man. Yeah, you don't. Yeah.
First of all, Astros, as the baseball team, staff, record label, and as a crew, we don't get along with. Like the organization itself, okay? Now, as far as what that hat means out here, I don't have no beef with nobody, but I would definitely not wear that hat if I don't wear that hat. Don't wear that hat, and then guess what? Don't wear that hat. Okay? Just don't do it.
I wanna say old buddy said he had on the Scully. Not just the hat, he had on the Scully in Chicago. It was brick outside. And he said, y'all cat told him, hey man, just let me get that from you. Cause the young niggas gonna fuck you up.
Yeah, man.
You just better off being cold, OG.
And let me just say this to the people out there that don't like my tone and how I'm delivering the message. I don't care, but I'm gonna say, go ahead and do it if you want to. It's a free country, and I get it. You should be able to do what you want to do. You should be able to wear what you want to wear. Go ahead. Go right ahead.
Speaking of wearing what you want to wear, yes, it is true. We really do wear flip-flops to work in Florida. You can wear shorts on job interviews. It's not frowned upon.
Why I feel like it's jean shorts?
Oh, jean shorts. Listen, jean shorts are acceptable if you are a University of Florida fan. They actually say that's one of the little running jokes that jean shorts is part of the uniform for a Gator fan. Mm-hmm.
King James, can I ask you a personal question?
Sure, go ahead.
All bias to the side. Who is the most historical football team in Florida?
In the state?
In the state, including pros and college. And you can even go, y'all got IMG Academy out there,
historical.
Too.
Historical. Historical.
Like, we're not even doing Mount Rushmore because you got enough. You could build a Mount Rushmore based off of the college teams alone. So what we're saying right here, this is the cream of the crop. This is Scarface at its best. This is standalone. This is say hello to my little friend.
I mean, I would hate to say this. I would hate to say this because, you know, you're recording it. But I was just
wait. Before you say it. Because I was going to say, we have identification. You know who you know the squad out here.
USC, easily.
No, King Jerry. No, absolutely not. The pecking order.
Oh, you're talking about for all the football. Yeah, it's got to be USC number one.
No. Well, when I'm talking about my city, I was talking about overall. I wasn't just talking about football. But yeah, you are correct. No. It might be 1A, 1B. It's 1A, 1B Raiders and USC. They almost go hand in hand.
I still got to go. USC got the chips.
They do. We got chips too, though.
We haven't.
Our last chip, we won it on the black and white TV. But that's cool.
Yeah. There wasn't even no ESPN.
But it was in the cocaine era.
It was like Will Chamberlain 100-point game. We just saw a picture of that shit. Somebody had to score up for the game.
You got to give us the '80s, like. Off the Wall and Thriller was out.
It was on tape delay, nigga. Like, niggas. them niggas still had the little bar in the middle of their motherfucking face mask.
So you said Miami Hurricanes?
I have to say the Hurricanes because out of all the teams, they got the most chips.
So you just going by chips? I'm talking about overall everything. Well, they were drug dealers.
If you think about it. Look at the notoriety of that team, the history, like the program from 82 to 2002, just them that 20-year span, they did a lot, like, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, can't say the Dolphins because they ain't won shit in like 40, 50 years, You know what I'm saying? Bucks just started winning. You know what I'm saying? They got, what, two? You know what I'm saying? So Jaguars, is they babies. And then as far as college goes, you know, Florida and Florida State, they cancel each other out.
Y'all got one of the best quarterbacks of all time.
Well, Tim Tebow in college, yes.
No, I was talking about Dan Marino.
Oh, hands down, yes. Yes.
Hey, dang.
You got two of the greatest in college and pros.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. How about them Gators, man?
How about them, man? Hey, listen, they on a rebuild, man. You know, we once was one of the most winningest programs since 1990, but things have taken a turn, and, you know, now we in a rebuild. We know how it feels to be other teams now. You know what I'm saying? We used to, you know, hey, it's what it's all about, man.
Yeah, yeah, nah. Y'all ain't got them killers no more. That's what it is.
Hey, man, listen. Hey, that's the one thing about winning. When you win, you recruit those kind of guys.
Man, y'all had a cat on that roster that had migraines and used to smoke weed. Y'all had a Christian, and y'all had killers on there.
A virgin too.
Yeah, and look, and y'all did Cam Newton wrong.
No, we didn't do Cam Newton wrong.
Yeah. Wait, hold on. Tony, mute up.
Yo, yeah.
Yo, background.
Oh, my bad. Hold up.
Yeah, no, why y'all do my guy like that?
What you mean why we do him like that?
Well, he said what he said.
I mean, Tim Tebow had, okay, the reason why, if Tim Tebow would have went pro, everything would have been all right. We would have won two more titles. We would have had a dynasty. We would have won four straight championships, or at least three.
Y'all the reason why Cam had to go to a JC before he can get to Auburn.
I mean, listen, he did that. Well, that was the rules back then, though. You couldn't just transfer. You had to go down. You had to spend a year somewhere.
No, he was about to leave, and y'all didn't want him to go to the same conference.
I mean, that was the rules back then. You you can kind of block a transfer. Like, you know, you had to go with the other person, and, you know, that was the rules. But now, you know, like with the free agency going on with the kids, it's ridiculous. But, oh, yeah, down here, it's really like that. Football is life down here. Like, you have a division amongst people by what team they like. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just like rivalries are born at an early age. You pick your team, especially in the rivalries like Miami, Florida, Florida State, Duke, Carolina, Georgia, Georgia Tech, Clemson, South Carolina. You know what I'm saying? These are just Auburn, Alabama.
I'm glad you said the word rivalry. Do you remember the Cal Florida game?
You talk about this. Y'all mentioned this. That was one of them little exhibitions or something like that.
Yeah. The last one I seen, we had Darnell Bing on the team. Do you remember Darnell Bing? He had went to SC.
No. Don't remember him.
Okay. So my next question would be: do you think you think Florida has a much better football? Than California?
Absolutely.
Why you say that?
Because it's life down here.
That y'all can live it, but we win it.
Y'all don't dedicate y'all lives around football.
But we beat y'all though.
No.
Last time Modern Day played IMG, they beat them. That's when Najee Harris was on the team.
That's when they cheated, right?
Cheating what?
They said it was some clock malfunction or something going on there.
It went on clock malfunction. I was there.
Okay. I'm just saying. But as far as Florida is, like, just in the South period, it's a whole culture down here. People, you raising up, like, it's different, man. It's different. So I'm going with the South and Florida. I mean, because we got so many great states. If you look at it per capita, Louisiana, Georgia, Mississippi, states like that, they just, man, the talent.
That sounds cool, but a California quarterback won two Super Bowls in your state.
What you mean?
You don't know where Tom Brady from?
Okay, he went two. Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
So I would venture to be just asking this situation to say that somebody from Texas would be like, y'all just fight for number two.
See, Texas is like, we know y'all there. but let us finish talking first. That's how we look at Texas. Mm. Like, we know y'all dope. Oh my God, what is it? Duncan High School?
A whole bunch of Duncanville.
We know y'all gonna play at Jerry's World. We already know that. Y'all gonna play at Jerry's World. You know what I'm saying? Y'all tipping on four foes. We get it. But Modern Day still whooping that ass. De La Salle still whooping that ass. Long Beach Poly still whooping that ass, though. Is that not true? Y'all scared of Modern Day.
Ain't nobody scared of Modern Day, bro. Like, bro, line them boys up, man.
Line them up. We did it. We won.
Nah, man. Hey, look. See who won the national championship last year. Man.
IMG got a gang of cats that's like adults.
Yeah, they don't even. Nobody counts IMG. The school just so happens to be in Florida, but it's not.
That's not a school. That is a factory. There's no academics over there.
Yeah, there's nobody at the school that's not playing a sport. It's not top tier at whatever sport they're playing. Like, if you're on the soccer team at IMG, you're amazing. Like, it ain't nobody, there's no regular people there. Like, they ain't got no just normal students.
Hmm.
None.
Okay, all right. Anything else kind of, you know, what y'all heard?
Goatief is really like that. Goatief is not something, it's old grannies and gold, like my grandma had gold teeth. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? So gold teeth, like we really like it's deep years, decades long of love of gold teeth in people's mouth in the South. For some strange reason, I don't know why. But you know, my grandma had some open face ones. I don't know why she had
what's the maintenance on that?
I mean, they get them one time. You know what I'm saying? Like, but the people that get the permanence versus the pullouts,
yeah.
Like the permanence, that's a whole process. I wouldn't suggest anybody doing it because they kind of like whittle your teeth down and then they fit the gold around it. So
them Koopa Troopa teeth.
Yeah, you got little niblets.
Yeah. But it's permanent, like, though. It's permanent gold.
Yeah, it's permanent, but your teeth can rot. So you have to get them replaced, you know, after, you know, because you're eating and smoking and doing all kinds of stuff with them. So you got the maintenance is something you got to get them taken off. So that's an expensive fix. And a lot of people don't do it, and they breath be smelling like a whole bunch of pennies.
Damn. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now, the color situation out here. Can we wear red? Can we wear blue? Yeah, you can wear it. Absolutely. No, you're encouraged to wear whatever you want to wear. It's just how you wear it. It sounds weird. Ain't nobody going to bother you. Okay, that I know what you see on TV in these rap videos, etc. You might have a cousin from LA that exaggerates on a lot of stuff. The 90s, it was kind of different, but it was at that point, like in the 90s and the 80s, them niggas had a uniforms. You know, the gang members was wearing Dickies, you know what I'm saying, and Raider jerseys and, you know, Dodger jerseys and shit. Like these niggas had, you would think they was a part of the team. You know what I'm saying? Solid red, solid blue, powder blue. It was a lot of bloods I knew that loved wearing the color blue. You know what I mean? So it was different. Levi's, Cortez's, Chuck's. You know what I'm saying? For some reason, cats would have a chain on and one of those fishnet football jerseys. Lokes. Pendletons, shit like that. Like, these niggas had a uniform. Did I dress like them? Absolutely not. No.
So, Beta, let me ask you a question. How did you avoid the gang life?
Man, it's just, you know, you just got to move a certain way. And in all honesty, I had the opportunity. Look at me using big words. I had the opportunity to be a part of three different gangs. Is that easy? There's nowhere you have to go and sign up. It's right there as soon as you walk out the door. Whatever neighborhood that you're a part of, you can just
choose. Like the Army and the Navy.
Yeah, it's kind of like signing day. Like, you just pick a hat. You know what I'm saying? And most likely you're going to pick the one that's closest to your house. Why? Because you got to be, once you get put on, you got to participate in activities. in the area. You know what I'm saying? You can't be from such and such gang and you live 20 miles away. How did that work?
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to. So you don't want to live in the midst of the op.
Yeah. And you get criticized for not, you know, how many times have you heard, oh, he moved out of the hood, he don't come to the hood and stuff like that. You don't want to be too far away from it. This is what you signed up for. You know what I'm saying? But to answer your question, I seen the other side at a very young age, so I knew a lot of the outcomes. You know what I'm saying? We already knew about the options when it came to game banging. Hey, you gonna either end up in jail or dead. You know what I'm saying? One or the other. And the examples that I seen early on wasn't too friendly. Niggas was fighting all the time. All the time. And a lot of them weren't even fair fades. Get off of him. You know what I'm saying? And by the time they finish, I don't recognize that person anymore. So when I seen that, a lot
of
women...
Is this the entry fee? And this is just the entry fee?
But don't get me wrong. Some of these gangs come with incentives. And you know what I'm saying? Like, one of the gangs I used to get into it with a lot, and I stayed literally around the corner from them, was the Swans. If any Swans is listening to this, we still don't have no beef. We good. Actually, did y'all know, on my grandfather's side, my cousins is from Swans. So I hope that helps me out in any kind of way. But back to the story. I get into it with them niggas all the time. And it seemed like all them niggas came with bikes, GT Dinos. That's the part that bothered me, is like, if I get jumped into Swan, do I automatically get a bike? Mm-hmm. Is that what happened with the pegs in the front and the back?
You got to go in the store and steal it, nigga. That's how you get it.
These niggas used to ride around the neighborhood. Like, and then I went to school. I went to Fremont. Fremont is a Swan school. Do they have other blood gangs that's there? Yes, they do. But not that is the home of the Mad Swans, 8479. And I got into it with them all 4 years. Why? My favorite color is blue. Mm. I love the color blue and gray and white. And what is that? That's the Crip uniform colors. And did that stop me from wearing blue old navy jeans and Nietzsche, huh? Academics, Levi's, Eddie Bauer? No, I wore it. Now, I wasn't too stupid. I didn't get too crazy. But yes, I did wear a lot of blue to school. But I also got into it with them niggas. And I had to see them niggas for 4 years straight. God damn, that's a commitment.
Mm.
Them niggas used to bother me for 4 years. I had to hold my own. So, again, going back to how did I dodge from being in a gang, dog, I just seen too many fucked up shit to say, you know what? I'm still going to sign up for this. Nah. I seen some shit that, nah. I don't want to fight every day. Let's get at these girls. You know what I'm saying? The niggas, when we throw out, first of all, we could argue about this if y'all want to, but we definitely got the best house parties known to mankind. That belongs to the West Coast.
How could you claim that?
How?
How could that?
Because one of the cult classics, House Party, is based off of the West Coast. They filmed
said,
it.
No. You just went on a whole tirade. Said it's not a West Coast movie.
I'm gonna get there. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
It's so heavily influenced that they wanted it to be a West Coast movie so bad, but they implemented everybody else's culture, but they kept it on the West Coast. We don't hear anything about anybody else's house parties. Yeah, New York. I hear y'all with the basement. You know what I'm saying? I get that. I get that. They probably party too, but what was y'all dancing to? Y'all niggas was out there dancing to Wu-Tang?
Oh, well, if that's the case, we got, for our hangouts to South, we got it beat. Because we had the music, we had a whole backyard.
and you know what? I love that too. I still say we come in first place when it comes to the backyard boogie. We could talk about that another time. But here's the dope thing. Hence on the Southern California, and I'm gonna say it again for the people in the back, because them niggas is not paying attention anyway. Southern California. Everything that y'all niggas was playing in Florida, we was playing out there out west too. Luke got a jersey retired out here. And niggas dissed him.
Luke is a legend.
Is a legend. Little John, Little John is not Little John without the existence of Uncle Luke, the original rap, uncle.
Rap is not there. We wouldn't have all the rap would be heavily censored. What they could say, like, man, who knows what would have happened? Rap would have died if Uncle Luke didn't fight that fight.
Nah, we had it too. NWA was there. Don't do that. We helped. We helped.
But they weren't the ones going to court for it, though. Luke was on the front.
What you mean? The police were shutting down NWA shows.
But they was fighting the fight. Well, listen, y'all was part of it. NWA was part of it.
Luke got the sticker on the CDs. He did. He got the sticker on the CDs. He did. He did. He a legend. Like, to me, when we talk about hip-hop, and when we talk about Mount Rushmore, he has to be mentioned. It's either him and Master P can go in the backyard and fight it out for that spot.
No. They ain't got to fight it for that spot. Luke is in there. Master P can fight somebody else for their spot, but Master P needs to be.
They're not gonna let two Southern cats in the Mount Rushmore.
Why we can't get two?
New York not gonna let y'all. You know that.
Fuck New York.
You know that, though. You do know that. They going to have the last say so. They probably going to want to have two spots. They only going to get a South and a West Coast one spot. You do know that.
No. New York only get one spot. But let's keep it real. Let's keep it real. Mm-hmm. If hip hop is 50 years old.
Yeah.
50. New York only ran it for like, well, how long? About 20 years maybe. Then after that, it was a wrap. The West had their time, and then the South had their time. New York ain't been on top, so New York, you only get one spot.
Well, I mean, look, if I want to be fair, we can add the Midwest. So is one
when,
per.
When did the Midwest run thing?
That's a good one. When they ever maybe I don't know. I want to say when Bone Thugs was up there.
Nah, no, that's when y'all had it. No.
That's when they were signing easy. How you feel about did Detroit ever have it for a cool bit between Eminem, D12, Obi Trice, Royce?
No.
They got niggas over there. I personally don't care for Royce at all. But
when Common and Ye and but see they still went in
Chicago. Chicago. That's what
I'm trying to think maybe, but I and
Do
Nelly,
or Die see, Do I, or Die? The Brat?
No, do Ooh. No man. The,
Ooh, no. Ho, ho, ho.
They had some acts but never running the game. Like where they was in charge, where there was like they was changing the sound, and they were the central location of the game. Like
Lupe,
when the South took over, we ain't let go. We changed the game. Everybody sound like us now.
That's true. I mean, the South had a hell of a. I want to say this too. Even though they're part of the West Coast, I still want to give them a different type of props. When the Bay Area was running it, they was running it in the early 2000s. The Bay Area had niggas.
They had like a year.
But come on though, the hyphy movement, that was one of the strongest movements, and that came with a lot of hate from back east and from the Midwest because it wasn't the lyrical miracle. It was heavy. Yeah, it was heavy
still,
on the bass.
Niggas still getting hyphy.
Yeah, I mean the Bay Area is that's a whole totally different world. They don't even operate like LA. They don't. Okay. Them niggas is different, and they consistent with it.
Okay.
And a lot of swag came from up out of there. Yeah, let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Let's get back to it. As far as the colors, go ahead and wear it. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you come out here with some corduroy house slippers on and some Dickies and a plain blue or red T-shirt, guess what? They gonna come get you. Go get them.
Okay, I got another question. Is California really that expensive?
Oh, shit. Hell yeah. Please help me. Whenever you're ready to move in, brother. No, please come. Please, because, hey, when I tell you, like, everything is expensive, bro. Everything. If I was to take the money that I make yearly and go as far as maybe Vegas, and Vegas is about to start set tripping. It's contagious. It's contagious. But if I go to like Wyoming,
Live in Wyoming?
Because there would be no podcast list. I would be the list. I would have swimming giraffes in my swimming pool.
You would not have a swimming pool in Wyoming, sir. That shit would be frozen over.
No, if the homie got a heated floor, I can heat my pool up.
Okay, I got you.
Indoor pool.
But yes, the average house out here is probably in the high sevens.
Okay, let me ask you another question. Is everybody like a lot of fake people out there, meaning like surgeries, and do you see a lot of cosmetic altered people in LA, California?
It's a mixture. In Hollywood. It's a mixture. And the one thing that y'all need to know, we got a lot of transplants out here. A lot.
100. Yeah.
A lot. They stop between here and New York, and they probably trickle down over there too in Florida. A lot, bro. To where you wouldn't even know. And if they stay out here long enough, they can't help but to start to turn into one. Think about a lot of these athletes that came out here and decided that they wanted to play for the Lakers or the Clippers, and how they was influenced by the gang culture. Is with Chris Brown. Come on,
Tupac.
Dog. Tupac. My boy Pac. Yeah. It's an identification that you want that card. You want to hold on to that. You know what I'm saying? They whatever they seen on Boys in the Hood and Menace to Society or South Central, what they seen, that's what they want to be. Rocket. That's what they want to be. They want to be Lonzo. I find whatever his name was.
Do you know, as a 10-year-old boy, one of the scariest places on the planet to me was Compton, California, because I watched NWA on Yo MTV Raps ride on the back of a flatbed with assault rifles through this area, and I was just like, I never want to visit this place. I was like, fuck that. I'm never going to Compton.
Now look,
DJ Quick make
they did okay. that. They did that just for the camera. You know, but at the same time,
hey, great marketing.
It is that dangerous. Compton been on, one of the deadliest cities in the nation a couple of times. They know that list very well. Between them and Louisiana and Chicago, trying to catch up. But Compton will always have that mystique. You know what I'm saying? No matter, and it's some phenomenal, I'm talking about some beautiful cul-de-sacs in Compton. You know what I'm saying? A lot of older folks stay there and things like that. But then there's some parts of Compton, somewhere by that court building where they shot that video at. Once you cross them train tracks, nigga, that's a different side of Compton. I got cousins over there. Like, my God. Like, I'm from the east side,
They got power lines over there.
but my nigga, like, when you say we going over such and such houses where they stay at in Compton, and it's like, you know how you get that gut feeling, like you scared, like butterflies? It's like, damn, we got to go over there. But once you in war, you just turn into a killer for that time period.
Okay, another question I got for the Californian. Explain the driving. Like, people just know you just can't drive to Oakland on a whim, can you?
Nah, Oakland, that's some hours right there. Like a flight. Like let's put it like this. We gotta fly into we fly into San Fran, and then you can just drive over the bridge to Oakland. That's probably about like an hour and some change. Mm-hmm. But driving, no, nigga, I'm not driving no 5 to 8 hours to no Bay Area. No.
Jesus.
Yeah, that's a drive.
Jerm, you got to do the same for Florida now. Come on, you got to do the same.
I mean, you know, like with Florida, I'm closer. I tell everybody, my funny little joke is, I'm closer to New Orleans than I am to Miami. You know what I'm saying?
So
I can get to New Orleans faster than I can get to Miami. Miami is at the bottom of Florida. Florida is one of the longest states out there. You know what I'm saying? It's ridiculous.
So y'all might have a much more as far as the question you asked me earlier about like the fakeness, you know what I'm saying, the cosmetic and stuff like that. Y'all got that out there though too. I mean, y'all got Dr. Miami.
Okay, I say it's always four. It's Florida can be divided into four sections. You have North Florida, you have Central Florida, you have South Florida, and then you have Duval. You know what I'm saying? So those are four areas because you, in each of these areas, you have different people. You know what I'm saying? South Florida, Central and South Florida is where you find a lot of your Florida man. You know what I'm saying? North Florida, that's like, you know, that's weird, like almost Georgia-ish Florida. It's not really palm trees and it's flat. We got hills up here. So it's kind of a mixture of Georgia and Alabama and, you know what I'm saying? It's like a mixture, you know what I'm saying? But then Duval, that's like a whole nother planet. It's like, they different. Like, them niggas over
it's
there.
Like Memphis on the coast.
Yeah, it's like, exactly. It's like the Florida version of Memphis is Jacksonville. You know what I'm saying? And then it's, like I said, on the west coast of Florida, the southwest coast, the Tampa, Fort Myers side, that's a whole different breed of nigga. I don't know where them niggas came from. Like, I don't know. Like, they different. And yeah, because Florida is wild. Like, there's a reason why Grand Theft Auto is making. And here's another thing. Grand Theft Auto made a game in y'all city. So your city can't be tame if Grand Theft Auto made a game in your city, just to be honest.
Well, I tip my hat to y'all because y'all going to have it for a second time around. You know what I mean?
Y'all got it for two times. What you talking about?
What you mean?
Did you
count it twice? Yeah, I know. Look, I tried. Look, yeah. Nigga, I tried. I tried.
I'm about to say what?
I
said
they did. I tried, nigga.
I think they did all the big cities twice.
But, hey, no. Real talk, Vice City gotta be one of the best of all time. Come on now.
Soundtrack on Vice City.
Soundtrack
was crazy.
Phenomenal, nigga. They did not miss on that one.
I like the little oldie look of it and everything, man. It was a great game.
Yeah, Vice City to me, Hall of Fame. Hall of Fame video game right there. That one right there, that shit felt like Scarface.
And another thing about Florida, we don't have that many Mexicans. We got like Cubans and Puerto Ricans and everything else, like, but not a lot of Mexicans. Like, so don't think that nigga Mexican. He's actually something else.
So what's the most popular dish out there? With us, yo, you already know what it is. I think we own Taco Tuesday, right?
I mean, I guess in Florida it's gotta be like a popular
we
dish.
Right next door to Mexico. We right we literally
I mean,
right there.
Mexico. Y'all are Mexico.
Technically. Mm-hmm. Technically. Yes. But I heard California was named after a black woman. A black queen, yeah. I looked it up. I seen it.
Man, we have to do some research on that, guys. Baylor over here being biased. We got to watch him.
Hey, man, I'm just saying. No. I gave y'all Vice City. Y'all got that. I can't do nothing about that. I cannot do nothing about that. Vice
San Andreas
City
is raw, though. San Andreas is raw. Like, that ain't no slumper either, man. Come on now. Don't do that. Don't do that. It's like a wash.
I know. That's I mean, look. It's either. look. So y'all.
And let's be honest. If you take the Lakers out of the California equation.
That's a lie. Don't even go there. Don't even go there. Because you're not about to act like you don't know who the Dodgers is.
But you know, that's what I said. The Dodgers, they got a couple of rings. They got a cup. They got some nice little you know, they more established.
Miami Hurricanes. Miami Hurricanes, let's just call it what it is, dog. Miami Hurricanes was ducking that fade when Reggie Bush was in the office. That's a fact.
Stop it.
That's a fact. Y'all had a three-headed running back over there.
Y'all had those stupid ties with the, well, we have to play in the Rose Bowl if we win the Big Ten, so we can't play nobody else because of the ties, so we got to play it in Pasadena. Come to Pat. That's the only way, y'all. We have a contract. We've been tied in with them for 100 years.
Is it not the truth though?
But so that should let you know, either forego your chance at the championship or play in the motherfucking Rose Bowl.
Miami didn't want no problems with Reggie.
Because look, the SEC got that same contract with the Sugar Bowl, but if the team is in the championship, we'll send the second place team to the Sugar Bowl. SEC not gonna be denied. Oh, let me ask you a question.
Yeah,
better football. SEC. Well, now this shouldn't even be a question. I take that back, man. Go ahead.
Let's do this. Now you are.
I was gonna say Pac-12 versus the SEC. I was gonna let you have that conference that's no longer anymore.
No. Forget the Pac-12. We're talking about the Pac-10. OG status.
Let's go Pac-10.
Well, you just keeping it football?
Yeah. If we just keeping it football, there ain't no conversation. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, but football wise, I give y'all that. Although I do feel that when Reggie was in office, a lot of the SEC teams ducked. Y'all, nobody picked up that phone and said we want to play Reggie in a regular season.
We tried to schedule games.
I thought you just said the SEC get what they want.
Yeah, y'all didn't want to come down south in September. That's what Pete Carroll said.
No, you gotta Pete come. Said, you gotta no come. Way. You gotta come to South Central.
But we have to do a give and take. We have to say, look, we'll come out there. Y'all come out here.
The only relevant team that stepped up and they got their ass smacked was Ohio State when Matt Barkley put them to sleep.
Wow, relevant team that stepped up.
This is a very good discussion, man. From my perspective. As a person who likes,
but I'll say this though, I'll give SEC the overall football crown for that, for college
and basketball.
Get the hell up out of here! What, nigga? What?
And basketball,
nigga. UCLA alone is better than this whole state of Florida.
Dog, bro, you talking about titles in the when they wasn't even like niggas and white, they was segregated basketball.
What you mean?
Dog.
We won in '95.
And that was the last time anybody from that conference won.
Man, y'all just got y'all championship. First of all, Florida not even a OG school. Them niggas is like 19 years old compared to everybody else.
And they got two chips. But let's not forget about Kentucky. Kentucky got a bunch of rings.
Man, nobody care about no goddamn AAU team. That AAU team?
Nobody care now.
Them niggas had NIL deals before it was legal. We already know that.
Nobody cares now. See, that's what I'm talking about.
Between Kentucky and Duke, you niggas was passing out bags. Why'd you do it, Tony? That was y'all.
You an SC fan talking about passing out bags?
I'm a UCLA. No. I'm UCLA. I'm just West Coast bias. I'm just West Coast bias.
Like I said, hey man, you take this to athletics, man. Look at it on that track, man.
Thank you.
Let's get up.
SC got some athletes out there.
Okay.
Florida got some too now.
Okay. Look.
Women's sports, baseball.
Don't say nothing about women's sports. We own that too.
Now Cali got some baseball squads now. Teams that don't even show up in other.
Wait
other
a minute. First of all, don't bring up baseball. Okay, we own that too. Tennis, we own that too. Golf, we own that too, nigga. Nigga, Tiger Woods, Serena Williams, what? Stop playing with us.
You better stop playing with us.
Did you hear the names I said?
Tiger from Florida.
That nigga not from Florida. He just went to Florida to cheat. All right. Look, that's too much sports right there. We got to get back to it. Y'all Beach. What's the name of the beach?
We beaches. We have the most coastline of any state in the nation.
Okay.
So we have plenty of beaches.
Well, what's the most popular one? Where did Will Smith get shot at?
That's Miami Beach. That's down there in Miami. So that's Miami Beach. So then you got Miami, you got Fort Lauderdale.
I've heard of that one. Coco. That's where they go wild at, right?
You got Daytona. That's an old college spring break biker beach place. Then you got, of course, Panama City Beach, Destin, Pensacola.
They want the next family reunion to be out there in Panama.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have my family reunion in Panama City, but hey, man, much success to y'all. Because that's like Trumpville out there, so you got to be careful. Another thing about y'all Californians, y'all think the world is, because y'all weather so nice out there, y'all don't experience
y'all got the same weather. Seasons. Oh, well, y'all do have the hurricanes, though. Y'all had the hurricanes. Yeah, Shout out to Miami.
Y'all got the world messed up. Y'all Californians, my aunt, she from California. When she moved down south, we had to teach her the ways. Like, listen, you're a little too mouthy. And y'all Californians, ooh, y'all just...
Oh, you told your auntie that?
Well, when it comes to law, yes. Like, yo, you can't be talking to the police in the South like that.
Yeah, because we don't. This is not 1914, nigga. Don't talk to me with some respect. We don't let none of that shit fly. We not your boy. Yeah. We not a boy.
Yeah.
We don't play that out here. The racism is here behind money, not behind actions. You get that? Well, yeah, we don't do none of that. None of that. Before all that racism, it's the gang culture. So let's just make money together. So yeah, I expect.
How is the racism in California?
It's not.
Like, we know in the South it exists, and we kind of like everybody knows it's like a, you know what I'm saying? You know, but how is it out there?
It's not like the South. It's never. Now they have areas. Don't get me wrong. They do have a Ku Klux Klan area, probably somewhere over there in Orange County. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Something like that. But and I where I stay at, there's a city next to me called Norco, and it's like a cowboy Trump type of city. So yeah, you got that. But they not froggy. They not froggy. They not about to do that. They got their area, and then that's it. The first time I ever been called the N-word, nigga, I was an adult. I was like in my 30s. I was like, I didn't even know how to feel, my nigga. Like, that shit fucked me up. Nigga was like, you nigger? And I'm like, what am I supposed to do about this? Like,
wait a minute.
You know what I'm saying? And then they'll do something slick. Like, I remember we came out of a lounge. We was in there with the Miami Heat. I remember the Miami Heat was playing that Sunday, the next day against the Clippers.
They were hanging with LeBron, D-Wade.
Not that Miami. It was before them. I think Lamar Odom and them type of team. We leaving or whatever, and we was thinking about the parking, because it was parking meters, and we said something or whatever, and it was a white guy walking next to us, and all we remember him saying, and then he took off running. He was like, yeah, because we know how you guys get. And then he took off, and then like it didn't register until like 2 minutes later. You're like, wait, what did that nigga say? But no, we don't. Not none of that. Again, they have areas, and then you probably somewhere up north, they got some areas and stuff like that. You got probably motorcycle squads, the Aryan Hood, and stuff like the Aryan Brothers and stuff like that. We have more racial tension with the essays than anything. So no, but outside of that, we don't experience Southern type of racism or anything like that. So that's why we might come off like that. And then when you go to the Bay Area, that's a melting pot. Like, they really, they're a unit. They cohesive. You know what I'm saying? Like, the Asians, whites, you know what I'm saying? Like, they have different, but they all move the same way. They all talk the same way and things like that. Out in L.A., you have so many different type of backgrounds, but they stick with their culture is their culture. It's a very diverse area where I stay at, but it's a very diverse area in L.A., period. It is a certain lingo, certain walk, certain speed, and stuff like that. But it's different. But I mean, yeah, racism is everywhere. It's just different.
Does it smell like weed in California everywhere?
Absolutely.
You go?
besides like the cafes, it's like certain dispensaries, that should just be loud. There's a part on the freeway, if you're going on the 10 freeway and you downtown, you can smell it on the freeway because the dispensary is like right there. And it's just real strong you're going to smell it for about 4 or 5 seconds. Yeah, best thing ever. Like, man, especially on a Friday night, that line be wrapped around the corner and you have every person. There's a goddamn principal, a security guard, 6 gang members, strippers, you know, an old white lady that just got off of work from working behind the desk. Like, everybody is in line trying to get some pre-rolls or some edibles.
You brought something. Can I ask?
Yeah.
Shake Drop scene. What do y'all got?
You said what?
The Shake Drop. The stripper. Strip club.
Stripper? What about
strip clubs? Strip clubs.
Oh, strip clubs. Oh, no. Y'all probably got us in that one.
Do y'all get naked in that? Do they get naked in the strip clubs in L.A.? Or in your area?
Not the commercial ones. Not the commercial ones. Like, if you see a strip club called like Flamingo or Deja Vu or something, don't go to that one. That's unseasoned chicken. Okay, don't go to that one. But then there are some. You know, we got one called Sam's. We used to have a classic one called Stars. They shut that one down. The Barbie Coast, you can go on Sunset. They got a couple. The Body Shop. Vegas used to have this one called the OGs. That one was dope, but it was none completely naked. I got to be honest with you. I don't think I want completely naked unless it's like a private, like, you know, what do you call that shit before you get married? Bachelor party. Or just a private party or something like that. Fucking fantasy football party and you bring the pole
God
in.
Damn, hey, I need to be in y'all fantasy football league.
Hey, man.
That's what y'all doing? Wow.
I mean, shout out to them barbershops.
I'm in the wrong leagues.
it's more about like who you know when it comes to like the stripper scene. But if you go to those commercial ones, nah, they don't hold a candle to anything that y'all got in the South. You know what I'm saying? But it's dope though, because it's like our strippers, like, we talk. You know what I'm saying? Like, when me and my wife go, when me and my wife went to Sam's, it was cool. Like, you know, we were just talking to the strippers. And she was dancing, but we was just talking about healthy lifestyles and taxes and shit like that.
Would you like to diversify your portfolio? I know you have a lot of liquid assets right now, so won't you turn it into...
Yeah, it'd be like that. Because, I mean, when you go to the commercial ones, you know the rules. You can't touch and stuff like that. And then in some of them, you're not supposed to touch, but if the stripper says it's okay, then, you know, go ahead and don't go, you know, don't get out of control. But you mostly want the... I know, you know, the homegirl such and such, and she gonna call about 7 of them, we pay them up front, and then everything else is tips.
Yeah, I don't want to see this girl dancing to Katy Perry or what's that song? Kelly Clarkson or some shit.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah, don't go to those. There was a one that was on the way to LAX. And I fell asleep in there. That was my first time falling asleep in a strip club. And then this older stripper woke me up, like, you know, tapped me, talking about, you know, trying to persuade her way into getting a, like, you know, doing a lap dance. And I'm like, go home and get some.
I got another war for you, Baylen.
Mm-hmm.
Chicken and waffles better in the South than they are in California.
Wait, say that again.
The chicken and waffles are better in the South than they are in California.
Well, why'd you say that?
Because we just did it better. I mean, thank y'all for the marketing. Roscoe's, you did a great job by marketing the chicken and waffles. But when the South came through and did it, we did it better. And now, you know, we got the better chicken and waffles.
Here's why I say it. Here's why I say that. It's like it turned into, like, you good?
I mean, we really do that. You That's the name of the show, right?
I see where we at here. So look,
I mean,
Roscoe's is by far the most popular chicken and waffle chain.
Yes.
But the waffle, and I will say this, I have to take a back seat. We got to take a back seat when it comes to the seasoning.
Yes.
When it comes to the South. So I'll give you that. But here's the thing. Y'all never want to talk about this. You want to know why? Because it's going to take away from what, it's going to take away from your argument. Again, I'm going to say this. Southern California, do you know the backgrounds in Southern California? It ain't nothing but Texas and Louisiana out here. Everybody, all my grandparents, every grandparent is from Shreveport.
So that means
that
means that y'all culture is basically Southern culture. So y'all owe us all y'all swag.
No, we
so
don't.
Y'all just need to bend the knee. The South is the growth.
The key words is Southern California. We at the bottom is like Florida, nigga. How y'all on the East Coast or is it the South? Where are y'all at?
Both in the South.
Exactly. But y'all on the East Coast.
I mean, technically, the whole East Coast is the whole from Vermont to Florida.
Okay. We're on Southern California. We're connected to Texas and Mexico.
What?
We right there.
If that's the case, we right there. Like, see, Texas is the eyeball. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. Texas people, if you're listening, I don't include the whole state of Texas as the South. Only Houston.
Wait, what?
I just can't.
How do you divide and conquer like that? What's the other side?
It's like the Midwest and the West. Like, I mean,
you are calling Texas a part. Half of the Texas is the Midwest.
I mean, yeah. I'm just saying. Give me the little sliver of maybe Houston, Dallas, that little cut up of Texas, I can include that in the South. And then the rest of that's got to be the Midwest.
What is your beef with Texas? How do you do that?
I don't have a beef with Texas. I have a beef with whoever drew these geographical regions, and now they stuck with these names. Like, how is Ohio the Midwest, but Pennsylvania isn't?
They bought the borders, right?
Ohio the Midwest, and it's right beside Pennsylvania, and Pennsylvania, but Ohio's the Midwest. Like, that makes no sense. How is Oklahoma? They consider themselves the South. How? You're right under, you know what I'm saying? Like, it makes no sense.
Is the South a region thing or is it a
yes,
or is it a culture thing?
And that's thank you. I'm glad you brought that up and you said culture, because Texas, I mean, dude. Like, and then, but look, Florida can be called to the only thing that saved Florida is the popularized regions of Florida don't look like the South. But when you get out of there and go to like the other towns, the Tallahassees, the Pensacolas, the Live Oaks, the Gainesville, you like, oh, okay, I see. This is the South. This is the South. But Miami, Orlando don't make you think South when you see it. But so people think like Florida ain't the South. Florida, because we have
a lot of. If Florida ain't the South, then what is y'all music? What is Uncle Luke then?
That's why I try to tell people, like, how Florida ain't the South. Like, niggas will try to say, like, it don't seem like the South.
It definitely don't sound East Coast.
Exactly. Come on, man. Florida got to be
y'all not close to the Midwest. Y'all like, if there's any state that is closest to any type of coast, it's definitely Florida.
I mean, it's the southernmost state. How is it not the South?
Hey, I don't know.
Come on now.
I don't know.
Niggas right here eat boiled peanuts. Have you ever eaten boiled peanuts, Baylor?
I've heard of it. I heard it tastes better.
Boiled peanuts are delicious. You need to try them shits. They might sell them at the grocery store in the can. You might can get them in the cans. Look, peanut patch, they sell boiled peanuts. Just warm them shits up. Eat them motherfuckers. They fucking fire. Mm.
So
Southern delicacy.
Okay.
I got another question for you. You from California. Have you ever eaten a mayonnaise sandwich, Baylor?
No. You want to know why?
Why?
I don't like it. Was it a thing? Absolutely. But it wasn't. It's okay. Not for me. It's not for me.
Okay.
I dodged that one. I dodged it. I dodged it
How
quick.
You dodged the mayonnaise sandwich?
I went to syrup. We always had syrup, just like we always had mayonnaise.
Syrup sandwiches is goated.
Yeah. Yeah, it's up there. Shout out to Jay Boog.
I used to ball the bread up and make like little syrup balls and bread.
I told Jay Boog I used to roll mine up and dip it.
That's what I just said. This little.
No, not ball it up. I'm talking about like it's a
roll it up like a
blunt.
Okay.
Like that.
That man's sick. That's what's up. Well, we used to get these little goddamn croissants, these little croissants from. My aunt worked at this little place, and she used to bring the little croissants home. Like, you know, we'll put some syrup on them things. Them shits was like a delicacy, bro. Put them in the microwave with some syrup. But, oh, my God, they used to be the best little. Woo.
Now, would you go back to it?
I still do it, man. Bro, my wife bought some croissants the other day, and I busted one open, put some syrup in it, and I told my kids, I said, this is what we used to eat as a snack. And it hit just like old times, bro.
Did y'all used to dip y'all pickle in Kool-Aid?
I didn't do that. That was for the girls. I wasn't a pickle eater. I used to let. I thought that was a girl thing to do, like feminine. So you know, I wouldn't. Yeah, bro. Back in the come on, man. I grew up in the '90s.
Do homophobic. You know they have full businesses out here that has flavored pickles.
I get that, and that's the crazy shit. They took our stuff and monetized it.
Well, some of them are black owned though.
But I'm just still saying, though, like, they're selling in Walmart, and that's not black on Walmart.
Oh, yeah.
Kool-Aid pickles on their shelf.
Well, we seen what they tried to do with the Juneteenth ice cream.
Exactly. I mean, we need to start monetizing our culture before they do.
That's a fact.
Somebody white didn't trademark Juneteenth. I think they was in court trying to block it and everything.
That's a fact. Now, so, you know. King German, closing.
Yes.
What? Give me your football fan and coach, right?
Yes.
One of the most important things to football, especially in the college era, is recruiting. You know, sales pitching. You know, if there was a sales pitch to convince somebody to move to Florida, what would it be? What would it sound like?
Baylor, I'm glad you asked, man. I want to tell the people, don't believe the hype what they say about Florida. Come on down. It's great. We have no sales tax. We have a state that's free. When you come into our state, you see signs that say, welcome to the free state of Florida. So come on down to Florida. We got great weather. We have to deal with hurricanes every once in a while. But listen, y'all, you have a lot of prior notice for a hurricane. So it's not like nothing that just sneaks up on you. So don't be scared about the hurricane. You got like 2 weeks notice. So you know what I'm saying? You have plenty of time to plan. Come to Florida. We have great weather, no tax on groceries. We have great schools. Listen, can't be beat. We got Disney World, not Disneyland. We got Disney World.
I didn't ask for no diss track. But carry on.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Disney World, you know what I'm saying? Not the land, the world. Come on down to that, the best Disney attraction that we have. We also have SeaWorld, other attractions. Plenty of beaches, great seafood, sports teams, beautiful people. Come to Florida. You're going to love it.
Okay. We also have beautiful people. Okay. We don't have Disney World, but hey, we do have Hollywood. Okay. You could be an actor or a gang member. Whichever route you want to go, we'll assist you with. Okay. Phenomenal weather. Like King Germ said, and guess what? The land of opportunity, and we don't judge. We pass everything first out here. Guess what? All you need is an ID to get some weed. That's it. You know what I mean? And let's talk about it. Now, I can't help y'all on taxes. Taxes is going to whoop your ass. Basically, let me tell you what California taxes is. That's child support. Florida State. okay? You can't get around that. But guess what? We're going to put you in the opportunity, in a position to make the money to get your ass whooped by taxes, okay? On a random Tuesday, you could pop up and see a celebrity anywhere, from the supermarket to the gym, football game. You just never know. Running up the street, jogging, it's just like that. And guess what? You get to smoke. You get to smoke, okay? And it's legal. It's legal. So, look, come to California. It's a blue state. That's very important. It's very important out there, okay? And we don't lose votes. Unlike some other states. We know if you vote out here, we gonna count all of them, okay? You can go to those other states. Some are southern, eastern. You know, there's history of losing votes over there, and your vote matters, okay? So come to California. King Jerv, can you please let them know where they can find you?
Well, first off, again, I want to thank Baylor for sharing his platform with me. Y'all can catch me and my wife every Friday on any DSP, Pod and Save Our Marriage. Look for us. Go give us a subscribe. And as 12 Cal said, if you listen to one show, you probably listen to another one. And you know what I'm saying? So shout out to 12 Cal. You can follow us on Instagram, Pod and Save Our Marriage, on the Twitters or X, whatever you want to call it, at Pod and Saved. You know what I'm saying? Give us a follow. Hit us up.
And, you know, and we're not getting out of here until we give a shout out to Tony. You know what I'm saying? He popped up out of nowhere. You know what I'm saying? But is a regular in this clubhouse space. All right. I do not know why he has so much bags of ice in his house. And it's none of our business. But as long as we're on his side, on his good side, we shouldn't have to worry about what that ice is for. Right, Tony?
Hey, man, look, at least you all got to worry about your drinks are going to be cold.
See, Tony, he sounds like he know how to get away with shit. That's the part that's scary. You know what I'm saying? It's very inviting. It has a lot of energy to it. It sounds, the tone of his voice is very Southern safe. And that's what bothers me the most, is because those are the ones that you got to watch out for. The ones that you get comfortable around. He probably has linen shorts on right now and some ribs on the grill at this time.
It's a little early, but yeah, probably tomorrow for sure.
And sometimes he goes back and forth whether he should wear the sandals or just go barefoot. Because he's from the South. And he was probably one of them Southern niggas that used to chase them rabbits in the back. Am I wrong?
Not the rabbits, but do have history. Just about everybody that I grew up with has had a job in the summertime chasing chicken as a chicken.
See? They are chasing something. You know what I mean? And he was definitely top five in whatever they was chasing down, okay? Yeah, so shout out to you two fellas. And that's out. I never had a proper outro. I just played music or I just hung up or something like that.
You end the episode like The Sopranos, nigga. You just fade.
Shout out to The Sopranos for letting us down.
That nigga Braylon just end the episode. He was like, you know, so what y'all gonna do about it? I'm like, what? The fuck?
Hey, Baylor ends his shows like niggas get off the phone.
Yeah, but like, so what y'all gonna do? Like, what y'all about to get?